This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The White House is bringing CEOs and union executives Friday to help sell President Joe Biden's climate-friendly transformation of the U.S. economy at a virtual summit of world leaders. The Associated Press reports the final day of the two-day summit on climate change is to feature Mike Bloomberg, Bill Gates, and executives for solar and other renewable energy. The summit has featured the world's major powers and major polluters pledging to cooperate on cutting petroleum and coal emissions, but Republicans are sticking to the argument that former President Donald Trump made in pulling the U.S. out of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. They point to China as the world's worst climate polluter, the U.S. is number two, and say any transition to clean energy hurts American oil, natural gas, and coal workers. The U.S. Senate on Thursday overwhelmingly passed new legislation aimed at bolstering efforts to combat rising anti-Asian hate crimes during the COVID-19 pandemic. The bill would establish a new Justice Department position to expedite the review of COVID-19 related hate crimes and provide support for local law enforcement agencies to respond to anti-Asian hate violence. The bill now heads to the House of Representatives, where it is expected to pass with wide bipartisan support. President Biden is expected to sign it into law when it reaches his desk. More leaders are in chat for today's funeral of slain President Idris Deby, despite warnings from rebels that foreign leaders should not attend the funeral for security reasons. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Two Indonesian Navy ships left a port in East Java earlier today to join an urgent search for a submarine that disappeared 2 days ago and has less than a day's supply of oxygen left for its 53-member crew. The Navy said it believes the submarine sank in at least 2,000 feet of water, much deeper than its collapse depth, estimated at 656 feet. Neighboring countries rushed their rescue ships to support the complex operation. The submarine was participating in a training exercise Wednesday when it missed a scheduled reporting call. Officials reported an oil slick and the smell of diesel fuel near the starting position of its last dive north of the resort island of Bali, though there has been no conclusive evidence that they are linked to the submarine. SpaceX is set to launch its third crew to the International Space Station in a few hours, reusing a rocket and crew capsule in a human mission for the first time. The Crew 2 mission is set to blast off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida after being delayed a day by adverse weather. It is the third time SpaceX will send humans to the International Space Station as part of its multi-billion dollar contract with NASA. The first mission, the test flight, called Demo 2, took place last year and ended 9 years of American reliance on Russian rockets for rides to the space station following the end of the space shuttle program. Canada is banning passenger flights from India and Pakistan for 30 days because of COVID-19 increases in the region. Canada's transport minister announced the ban hours after India reported 314,000 new infections in the previous 24 hours, a global record. Canada's health minister said half of the people testing positive for the coronavirus after arriving by airplane came from India. Cargo flights from India and Pakistan will continue. The United Nations said on Thursday that food insecurity is rising sharply in Myanmar in wake of the military coup and deepening financial crisis, with just over 3 million people expected to go hungry in the coming months. World Food Program plans to expand its operations to help 3.3 million people, tripling the number of people it helps. It is appealing for $106 million to achieve its goal. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.